Yeah, and I kind of sometimes equate this type of process to saving money to buy something you want, right? You know, if you're working and, you know, I want this new pair of shoes, and, you know, they cost X amount of dollars, you know, you're thinking, well, I'm going to put, you know, $5 or $10 from every paycheck away until I save up. But sometimes you have, you know, an extra bill where you're not able to save that money, that particular paycheck, but you're still, you know, engaged in that thought process, right? So you're engaged in this case in the idea of, you know, I've got, you know, 20 minutes or 30 minutes of writing time I should try to have every day. And before long, you'll find that you've saved enough money for the shoes, right? And then you're thinking, well, what if I keep saving this extra $10? What if I keep this extra 20 minutes of time to write every day? What other projects could I get done? Could I, you know, write Apple and ask them about bolding and italicizing in texts? Or, you know, could I talk to one of my senators during this time? I think it's, you know, a good idea if you, you know, to continue to keep that carved out amount of time, kind of continue it on through even after this project. You'll find you can accomplish a lot of things like that. But real life is going to get in the way, unfortunately. You know, you're going to get sick, your kids might get sick, you could have, you know, a catastrophic event happen to your vehicle or your house or who knows, right? You've got to be willing to be flexible in some degree, but maintain that, you know, your eye on the prize, right? You know, you're not going to reach the end goal unless you make it a priority to write. So keep the priority going, I guess. That's kind of advice.
It can't always be, oh, if I have time, then I will.
Right.
Time will never materialize.
Yeah.
You have to say, this is what has to be accomplished. And again, that's why I said, for me, if I do it first, then I do the same thing if I'm running. You know, okay, I'm going to be tired. I'm not going to feel like running tonight. So do it first thing. If I do it first, it's already done. I don't have to worry about it. Then I go on with all the other obligations that I have.
Yeah, there's a great commencement speech. I think it was given last year or 2 years ago. He was a former Navy SEAL. He gave it at the University of Texas. You can go online, and he talks about if you want to change the world, start every morning by making your bed. It's one thing that you've accomplished, right? And that one thing can lead to many other things throughout the day. So maybe if you're worried about maintaining momentum, make your bed in the morning, right? Look back at that later in the day as inspiration for checking off that next item on your to-do list, and the next one, and the next one. So prioritize, and you should be fine.